This is being recorded because the films were not made for profit, but as personal creative effort. And I thought I would put some of the events surrounding the making of the films, why they were made, and perhaps some things that happened afterwards. Extra Life of the Animator, stories that are not on the film. Now, the film actually will be a longer film when completed with a lot more information. This is just some background on my years in Hollywood as an extra. How I got into film in this manner. My mother was a hairdresser, and two of her customers were casting directors at Central Casting. And in those days, Central Casting is where you got actors, extras, perhaps, I'm not sure about bit players, but I think so. Stand-ins came through Central Casting. Studios would call them up and they'd send the people out. The ladies, the casting directors, knew my mother was pregnant, obviously, and they asked if she wanted her baby to be in movies. My mother said yes. But the first movie starring Marie Dressler and Wallace Berry, she didn't think her baby should be in a movie with them. They were rough and tumble characters. Also, they were Democrats. My mother was a very good hairdresser. The color of Betty Grable's hair, the blonde, she designed that color. She did a lot of famous people. Jane Wyman came in one day and said, "Annabelle," my mother's name. "I met the man I was going to marry last night. He doesn't know it yet, and his name is Ronald Reagan." So my mother was the first to know that. Their best friends of my parents were Artie Lake and Pat Lake. Pat was a niece of Marion Davies. And my mother often used to go up to San Simeon. She became Marion Davies' personal hairdresser. They'd fly her up. And she'd sit at the table with Mr. Hearst and Marion. They always wanted me to go. She always wanted me to go, but I would never do it, being a rebellious teenager.